Well, on this Memorial Day weekend, pool safety is on everyone's mind. No one seems to know more about the dangers of what might happen if a child is left unattended or accidentally falls into a pool than Will and Shannon Atkins. 2 years ago, they lost a nephew in an accidental drowning. It took place at a relative's house. They join us now. Swim safety, making sure people learn to swim, has become your mission. Before we talk a little bit about that, tell me what happened to your nephew.
Jordan was with his father visiting family members down the Eastern Shore, and Jordan wanted to stay behind with an uncle to go to the creek and hang out with his other family members. Well, when the uncle had came back from the creek, Jordan had went into the house. He had thought that his father was back by then, but he wasn't. So when Jordan's father came back from the store, he was looking everywhere for Jordan, and he couldn't find him anywhere, and another uncle found him and his and Jordan's aunt's pool.
He had basically snuck into the pool.
Yes. He was a curious, energetic, typical 4-year-old boy. There was a lock and gate on the pool. There was all types of safety measures taken for the pool itself, but they're still unclear how he got into the pool. It's believed that he could have climbed the filter system.
And so you've started a foundation to try to prevent, to make pools safer and get people to swim. Tell me a little bit about the Jordan Swim Foundation.
Jordan Swim Safety Foundation. Okay. We hope to make all bodies of water safer through, if it's a pool, through pool alarms, lock and gates, higher fencing, teaching swim safety classes, which is not only swim classes, but also safety measures to take to prevent these tragedies from happening to other families. We pass out swim floaties, and although swim floaties are great, it's not a substitute for watching your child while in a pool. Accidents happen every day, and people don't think of these things until it happens to them.
I want to get your reaction, and Will, you as well, to an American Red Cross survey, which found that more than half of all Americans either can't swim or don't have the basic swimming skills, let alone to rescue themselves, but to rescue others. And you hear those numbers, and Will, I'll address the question to you first, then Shannon. Your reaction to that? That seems scary to me.
Yes, the numbers are very scary. They, for instance, every child out there right now between 1 to 4 years old, drowning is the leading cause of death. And for children under 14, it's the second leading cause of death. So these are numbers that we have to drastically change. Even if it is one pool at a time, different organizations come together, they brother each other, they help each other out. It's just not growing fast enough. So the Red Cross is doing what they can, we do what we can. Somewhere down the line, we are going to make a success somewhere, even if it is one pool at a time.
Shannon, you see those numbers. What goes through your mind?
I honestly can believe it, simply because people think that they know how to swim, but just swimming a lap around a pool, bouncing off the bottom, that's not learning how to swim. That's just learning your basic, everyday having fun in a pool. But to learn how to swim itself, you have to be able to tread water for long periods of time. You have to be able to do this possibly in bodies of water that has waves and has a pool, has a tide. So to learn how to swim, what's the point of teaching your children how to swim if you yourself don't know how to swim? Accidents happen. You can be an adult and you can fall into the pool and hit your head and be confused and not know how to get yourself out of pool. This is why no one should ever swim alone, no matter how good of a swimmer you think you are.
And the foundation is trying to change some attitudes and get people to learn how to swim. And you're raising some money. You've got an auction coming up in a few weeks. Tell me about that.
Yes. On June 8th, we have a quarter auction. All proceeds are going straight into the foundation, from the door money to the food to all of the raffle items. Over 70 items we have up for sale. We'll have lots of vendors there selling cash and carry items that are, some of them are also donating into the foundation. We hope to use those funds to not only pay for children to go through swim classes, but also for future events and to pay for some pool alarms for those who can't afford it. There's also people that they buy a home that comes with a pool, but they don't have the means to take the pool down, especially if it's in-ground pool. These things are very expensive, and it's very expensive to keep your pool safe if you want to take the high-quality items to keep your pool safe, such as pool covers and pool alarms and security systems.
And the auction takes place where?
At Ferndale Fire Department on Broadview Boulevard in Ferndale, Glen Burnie.
And that'll be on June 8th. As people are celebrating this Memorial Day weekend, getting into the pool for the first time, what's your message to them?
Don't take your eyes off your kids. Don't take your eyes off of them for a second. If you're at a party, a Memorial Day party, make sure your child is being taken care of and is being watched. Don't rely on someone else to watch your children, especially a lot of times Memorial weekend, people are drinking, people are having fun. If you're intoxicated, have somebody there who's not intoxicated to help keep an eye on your child. If you don't feel safe, make sure your child's inside. When you go to bed, if you have a pool, have a lock. Even a simple hook and eye lock will save the life of a toddler who knows how to open doors and go outside into a pool.
All right. Shannon and Will Atkins, thank you very much. We'll put a link to the Foundation's website on our website, WBAL.com. Shannon and Will Atkins joining us from their home in Glen Burnie. For Maryland's Morning News, I'm Robert Lang on WBAL and WBAL.com.